Thank you for calling XPO. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Well, I hope I got a hold of somebody that can help me. This is Dennis. I'm an associate, appliance associate, store number 3018 in Ellisville, Missouri. I've got a customer with me that, you know, exhausted all of their, what, you know, their time and effort to try to get a microwave installed. In fact, they even got a call from y'all and said that somebody was supposed to install it on the 17th. This is on a microwave that was ordered back in November of last year. And they said as soon as they could get an installer out there was the 17th. Well, that came and went, and now they're in the store here and is asking for my help.
Okay,
I'm hoping you can help me.
Okay, what's the telephone number with the area code for the customer?
314-482-3706.
Okay, just a second. Okay, it's gonna take a second. It's gonna take a second for this for my system to upload the order. Just a second.
Okay. And what is your name, sir?
Marvin.
Oh, nice to talk to you, Marvin.
Oh, okay. I'm still waiting for it to pull up. It's going to take a second. Okay, and what's the customer's first and last name?
Amy Brodnick Bodonk, Boudonck.
Okay.
Their address is 165.
Okay. You were going to verify the address?
165. Yeah, 16544 Hunters Crossing Drive, Wildwood, Missouri, 63040.
Okay, let me look at the notes on this just a second.
Well, you're the first Marvin to even find it, so that's good. That's a good start.
Okay, it seems like Okay, they said, and it says a representative has called 314-482-3706 and 314-625-3615. They left a message for the customer to call in to schedule.
They did. Mm-hmm. They did, and it was scheduled for February 17th. And there was no response after that. They were told by somebody that the earliest available date to get in.
Okay, go ahead. This was on March the 8th that they called.
Well, they were calling for a follow-up because they were told that somebody was supposed to come out and install it on the 17th.
Okay, does the customer is the unit at the customer's home?
No, here, I tell you what, can I put the customer on?
Yeah, you
want to talk directly with the customer? Here.
Yeah.
And her name is Amy.
Okay.
Thank you. This is Amy.
Yes, ma'am, and this is Marvin. And he was saying that you want to go ahead and reschedule this, ma'am.
Reschedule, like it's past the time. We originally bought it in November. Somebody came out with the microwave. Two guys came out. I even tipped them, even though they didn't do anything. They said we needed an electrician to put an outlet in above the stove. So my husband called, like within the week, got an electrician out, got the outlet installed. We called back to get a date, and then the lady told me that the earliest date was going to be February 17th, and this was like over a month from when I called, and I said, that's the earliest you can do, and she said, yes. So I said, well, can you let me know if there's the sooner one? And she said that you can email me, but I've never gotten an email, but she said she was going to put me down for February 17th. Nobody's called, nobody came out, nothing. And we paid $129 for installation, and the microwave is still sitting in our garage, and it's been 4 months since we purchased it.
Okay, ma'am. Did you want me to go ahead and schedule it at this time, ma'am?
Yes.
Is that what, that's what we do here? Excuse me. That's what we do in here at this department here. I can go ahead and reschedule that for you or schedule it for you.
How soon can you do that?
Let me see what would be the earliest, ma'am. Just a second.
Okay. Can I put my husband on the phone for you?
Okay.
Want to go ahead and reschedule that?
Reschedule. I just like a date.
That one is out of stock. So we would not even be able to order that.
Okay, the next available date I have in the system would be the 17th of March, which would be next
17th.
Wednesday. Yes, sir.
That'd be fine. And then do you have a time or a window or anything for me?
No, sir.
Somebody will be home all day. So. Will be home all day, but they'll act. Mm-hmm. They'll actually be there this 17th because we're scheduled for February 17th. No one called, no one showed, no one even.
Okay, well,
nothing.
I'll send this over directly over to the tech office. Now they will call you.
Okay.
They will call you the night before, between after 6 p.m. With the time frame for the for the install for the 17th, sir. Let me do this while I have you on the line here.
Okay.
Just a second.
Sounds good.
Just a second.
That one is Saturday, March 20th. March 20th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They sent it to home and here.
Well, did you want it set up?
Well, and I'm just asking, is it March 20th here or just send it home?
This is the earliest arrival date to the home.
To the home. Because, you know, last week they asked that it be the same date.
Usually how these are put in is we do a measure, have somebody come out and do a measure, get an estimate, and first off, you know, figure out the dimensions based on the particular gas range and insert, and then they get, and that is usually about $100.
I measured it already.
So this one will fit.
This is a.
How much more could a one day do, huh?
Not much.
Yeah.
Well, I'm replacing the electric. So this is 30 and a quarter. That's 21 and a quarter.
This particular one is a 30-inch.
Waiting.
28 and 3/8.
I don't know. I think he's confirming it.
Just a second.
19 and 3/8.
So it's not actually 21 then.
It's 28 and 3/8 this way. And that's it.
It's just a 30-inch.
Yeah, well, that's the opening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm measuring from.
Did you measure from here to here?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, no, the opening is smaller.
Hmm. Oh, is it?
Yeah, so it's this. Fit. That's 80 in the corner. I don't know. I mean, I can show it to you.
So you said they charge $100 to just come over and look at it?
What kind of material do you have? Where is it going to go into? Is it granite? Is it granite?
$100 to install it?
No, $100 to do the measure, and then they give you an estimate then of what it will cost to install it. And then $100 then is applied then to the install.
Okay, I went ahead and scheduled that for the 17th, which is going to be next Wednesday. You will receive a call on the 16th,
okay,
which is going to be Tuesday.
Okay.
It'll be a call after 6 p.m. with the time frame for the 17th. Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything
right,
else I can help you out with?
Is there any other? No, that was it. Is there like anything else I need to know? But they will call the night before, and I just want to make sure this is all set and done because I got a big opening in there with the microwave missing, and I can't microwave anything, so I'm missing.
Okay,
out.
Sir, I'm sending it. I'm sending an email over also to the tech office, letting them know that you've had that microwave there for 4 months, also.
Yeah.
And that they need to keep the commitment for the 17th, sir. 17th of March.
All right.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
All righty. So that'll be it.
Okay. Well, we do thank you for calling in to XBO, and you have a nice evening, sir.
All